But really this is not Vyas Puja. We have not learned from our disciplic lines these things. At first we saw where Vyas Puja in the Shiva's Angan. Who was priest? Who was doing? Priest was Srinivasa Acharya. But the devotee was Nityananda Prabhu himself. He has to do Vyas Puja. And he took flowers and he was just standing and watching here and there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at that time not. He was out. He was to come just now. But Srivas Pandit is telling that you should begin Vyas Puja. But he is telling, means I am doing. But he never did. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they complained against Nityananda Prabhu. That Nityananda Prabhu is doing but not doing anything. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu done, then Srivas told, why you are not beginning? Oh yes, I am beginning. And he took flowers and garland and gave it in the neck of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Really he is Vyas. He is Gurudev. Of all Jagat Guru, Bande Krishnam Jagat Guru. So he is Krishna. So he is Jagat Guru. So he should be worshipped first of all. But here, our Gurudev, this is the apparent day of my Gurudev. So he is worshipping, he used to worship all gurus from beginning from his guru. And all acharyas of Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbadita and all. He used to do Acharya Panchak like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. All these things. And then Panchaka, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Srivas Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Separate archan. And then Radha Krishna Gaur Gadadhar and Nityananda Prabhu separate. Then Radha Krishna, Lalita Visakha, all. And also Vyas in the middle, Sumanta, Paila, Vaishampayan and Sumanta. These five. This is called Vyas Pancha. Vyas is Guru and his four disciples. Of Sam, Rig, Jadu, Atharvaved. He made them the teacher of all Vedas. Sukadeva Goswami, Bhagavatam. And Sumanta, Paila, Vaishampayan and one. Paila or what? So, he used to Archan do. This is all max a Vyas Puja. Any of them we neglect, then we are neglecting all. Our Gurudev also don't take. So don't think that our Guruji is only one and we will not honor anyone. Then he will also give up you. So we should try to honor from top to bottom all Gurus, Radha Krishna Pair, Gaur Gadadhar also, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu also, Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan are the same. So we should try to do Vyas. Vyas means a point in the middle of the circle. And from there, do like this. And take any line from center to that point. All will be equal. That is called perhaps a radius or a part. All touching the circle line. Oh, here. So, Krishna is the center. And if we will make our Guru their center, from there we will have to worship all. And it will be a Vyas of Krishna to manifest Krishna in disciples' heart. only he will be qualified to do like this. Otherwise, taking all receptions and all dakshinas only and taking himself, he will go to hell and his all disciples will go to hell. So Vyas Puja means the Vyas Puja of Gurudev is doing his Vyas Puja, I mean his Gurudev Puja. Not that we are authorized to take all these things. Once Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told that, oh, you are worshipping me on this stage, but I am not qualified for this. I am your disciple. You are remembering me Krishna pastimes. So I am taking all your honors and dakshina and all these things and keeping it in my lotus feet of my Gurudev. He is qualified to take and to offer in the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna or Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. So this is Vyas Puja. To give the message of Krishna, to manifest Krishna, this is Vyas Puja. So we should try to do it. Like this. Not taking only to me, only me. This is not Vyas Puja. So you are doing today puja from Jinati Sunati, you have done. You should give Pushpanjali to your Guru there and then to all Acharyas. And then sit, then another, come turn by turn and do like this. And you should go on any kirtan. Go on kirtan.
Kirtan, Shadilajatan.
Gaur Nityananda Prabhu in one altar and in another altar there is Gaur Gadadhar. What are the characteristics and difference between them? Can you explain?
Gaur Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Nityananda is Balaram, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. With Gaur Gadadha, Gadadha is Srimati Radharani, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna. So you cannot have So where there's Radha and Krishna, then Nityananda, he will not be, Balaram will not be there with Radha and Krishna.
Go on telling. What are the visheshta kya hai? Specialty in them. To whom you will prefer more?
So
this is Rash Tattva.
So
both are justified in devotion, no harm, you can do archana of Gaur Nityananda. So you can do worship of Gaur Gadadhar. In Navadvip, in Mayapur, there is Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu. But there is some speciality. Shyamrani can explain something?
Gadadhar handed is Srimati Radharani.
Hmm.
So ultimately we want to become in Lord Chaitanya's line of worshipping Radha Krishna Kanjago. And wherever Radha Krishna Kanjago are there, Balaram cannot be in the same place. This is a Vedic culture that the...
Vedic culture and also Brajariti.
Brajariti.
Brajariti means?
Means the activities of Braj.
Yes.
That Balaram, being the older brother of Krishna, he never is in the same place where Radha and Krishna are having their pastimes.
But Radha and Krishna both may do pranam to Baldev.
From far.
Far, both. Srimati Radhika, not going nearby. Like father-in-law or father. And he will do, give benediction from there. Baldev Prabhu. But he will not go where Radha and Krishna conjugal are. If anyone is in friendly turn to Krishna, that Krishna is my sakha, following this, they can worship Gaur Nityananda. But if, like Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, they always serve Gaur Gadadhar. And others like Abhiram Goswami, and likewise persons, those who were Sakha of Nityananda Prabhu are Gaur. They worship Gaur Nityananda Prabhu as a Sakharas. And in conjugal love and affection, Gaur Gadadhar. The devotees of Gaur Gadadhar are rare. Only those have so deeply gone in the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can worship, like Sar Namodar. The brother of Gadadhar Pandit, his name was Baninath, always worshipping Gaur Gadadhar, still in Champakhatta, in Navadvip. So it depends on the mood of and quality of devotees. If we want to serve Nityananda Prabhu also in that with Gaur Gadadhar or Radha Krishna, then he will be worshipped as Anang Manjari, Nityananda Prabhu. Today is now 12. Our offerings are ready or not still? Preparations? Not now? If it is ready, then it should be offered and do aarti, and we will sit at about 5, just 5. Oh. All are not understand perhaps. So you can do.
Also, if just then if afterwards we can start.
No, just now he is coming. It will be 2-3 minutes. The auspicious day of our Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And gap one day on 27th, the birthday of Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Parshisham Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. When our Guru Maharaj was 5 brothers like Pandavas, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev. Our Guru Maharaj was called in boyhood like Bhim. He was so strong, so beautiful, that he was called Jyotsana, rays of moons. And he was so intelligent. His mother wanted to, he was so beloved of his mother and father both. His elder brother, the name is
Pramod,
but after that he took sannyas from the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and he became Arlomi Maharaj.
Very intelligent, he was very enlightened person. But he used to honor our Gurudev like his Siksha Gurudev. Though our Gurudev was younger, but Guru Maharaj catch hold him and he brought him much for Gurudev and he made him the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and he also told him to take renounce order from him. So he always being elder, but he was always respecting and honor our Gurudev. Our Gurudev Maharaj was so Siddhantavid that all used to fear and have great respect for our Gurudev. Though Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj gave him sannyas, but our Gurudev was senior in coming to math. Gurudev joined the math of Prabhupada in 1916. He came to Gurudev and took first initiation. And he took second initiation on 1990. And he became Brahmachari in math. Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj and all came later on. Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, took initiation in 1921 or 2, and second initiation after so many years. 19, yes, after. And he took sannyas from my Gurudev in 1959. After me, I took sannyas in 54. And I told him, Swamiji, repeatedly requested him, oh, you should take renounce order. Our Guru Maharaj also told him. They were God brothers and friends, bosom friends. So our Guru Maharaj told him that you are a very learned person, you can preach so well. Why you are not accepting sannyas? Your wife and children have
rejected
and given dustbin. Dustbin, you know? And why you are attached now? You should give up them all. And you have not come for this thing. Then he was so much inspired. And he took sannyas in Mathura in Keshavji Gaudiya Math. What was his telling? Kya kaha raha tha? Kis vishay par? Arlomi Maharaj, though he was elder in age, but he used to honor and respect our Gurudev like his Siksha Guru. He used to do parikrama of my Gurudev, I have seen. And so request. Not only he, but Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj was telling to us when I went once that I am telling a story to you. And he told that when he was admitted in law college, Siddhar Maharaj Pujyapad. Then once he went to see how is Mayapur and how is Chaitanya Math.
of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So he came to visit, and at that time he was not disciple. He came to Chaitanya Mata and he saw that there is a boy, aged 20-21, very, very beautiful, very smooth, very gentleman-like, had his silk and white dress, having a stick in his hand, sitting on the chair, keeping his legs on the table and doing like this. And he was thinking anything, and a very weak and pious sannyasi, very renowned sannyasi came, and he did pranam on the earth for that brahmachari Vinod Bihari, who was like a gentle boy, very well decorated. And he asked like this, and Gurudev in the same mood, like this, and sitting on the chair easily, he asked something to him, replied, and again their sannyasi did pranam to him and went. Pujyapa Siddhar Maharaj was telling that, oh, at that time I thought that who is this young devotee, that even so big sannyasis and renowned sannyasis are doing pranam and he is sitting like that and ordering all, who is he? He wanted to know from anyone, and he told, oh, you don't know, this is Vinod Bihari. He is the manager of whole Mayapur, and he has controlled all the Mohammedans there. In one day he turned the Mohammedans sacrifice place,
graveyard,
into the Chaitanya Mata. Tulsi plants and mangoes, trees, and so many, all these things, rose flowers, were planted in one night. He's seen a young devotee, but he is very dangerous, very powerful. If he will order them, hundreds of brahmacharis and all will follow his. And he argues, his siddhanta is so high that he is called Vedanta Charya in whole Mayapur Mat. Vedanta Charya. Prabhupada has given his all Vedanta books to him. That I think that you are most qualified to learn all these things. Vedanta of Ramanuj, Vedanta of Shankaracharya, Vedanta of Parijat Bhashya, and all kinds of Vedanta he gave. So then he was called Vedanta Acharya. After Prabhupada, all were upset, what to do? As after the disappearance of Swamiji, someone went to return to their homes, give him all these things. Some there, but not doing anything. Some here, there, divided. About 80% has left now. In the same way, when Prabhupada went, all were upset and giving up. Some were returning to home. Some became so weak. Guru Maharaj again established monthly magazine and sannyas, giving sannyas, parikrama, all things. And again, a spirit came in all. Then Pujyapad Allomi Maharaj, Pujyapad Van Maharaj, Tirth Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj, all began to. And I think that is why Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati called him this Bhakti Vedanta Swami to our Gurudev to take renounce order. And he took and he went to all Western countries and preached in a very short time everywhere. So this is our Gaur family, or the family of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So we should never forget all these things. So Vyas Puja is not a puja of any guru, certain, but it is a puja of all our acharya, and Krishna is the founder acharya of all, Jagat Guru, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nityananda Prabhu did it. So I think that at about 4-5 you should come all. So many speakers are there. They will speak all. I should also speak about my Guruji, about Srila Prabhupada, about Swamiji, and also Gaur Govind Maharaj. Because I have no time to stay on 27th. So we will do this. And you should again observe on that very day also. So I think that the preparations are, cooking is ready, and it should come and it should be offered, and in the evening we will see and then discuss all this. Why not coming? Brinda? So? And you should all help to bring and to offer. Gokul Prabhu should offer. How? Yes.
But this goes on evening.
8th slok have been written by most authentic Vaishnava Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That is the glory of the Gurudev of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But it applies to whole Gurudev. Though it is the glory of his Gurudev, but by reading this, we can know what are the symptoms of Gurudev and what is the lakshan,
symptoms
of any bona fide Guru. All qualification is there. He is praying his Gurudev that my Gurudev, or all Gurudev, are same the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev Prabhu in a whole. And all bona fide Gurus, qualified Guru, having the symptoms all in 80 slokas, are like the mercy of Mool Guru Tattva, Krishna, Mahaprabhu. Whole mercy combined become the embodiment of Gurudev. So Gurudev should be so merciful to all, causeless mercy. Secondly, he should always chant 64 round. 64. With tears in his house. Like Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Bhaditra Madhyan Manaso Rasin. He is so expert in serving Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he is not expert in this, he cannot do archan, he cannot do anything, he cannot serve her, he cannot dance, sing, then how he is doing this? All qualities should be there. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Bhaditra Madhyan Manaso Rasena. And also by chanting, remembering the past times of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always. Sri Vigrahara Adhana Nityanana Shingar Tanmandi. He will do himself Shingar of Thakurji. So expert in doing Shringar. To whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take only renounce one here and other here. Nothing to Shringar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But to Shringar Krishna and especially to Radha, he is so expert. So he should not be he, but he should be she. Otherwise he cannot decorate. Understand? Any male form will not go there to decorate Srimati Radhika. So he has two forms. One like gopis and another for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In male form it may be. So he is an expert. Chatur Vidhasi Bhagavat Prasad. He can prepare four kinds of delicious preparation for offering Krishna and Radha, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is satisfied in only one shak and lapra. Shak, you know, spinach. Or he is a renounced person, nothing. He may be fasting and but Radha and Krishna, Krishna is so fond of taste, so much tasteful. Lakhs and lakhs kinds of rasa he can taste. So one gopi cannot quench his thirst. So lakhs and innumerable gopis of different modes, preparing under the guidance of Radhika, Radhika himself cooking all these things. Chatur Vidhasi Bhagavat Prasad. So he should be also expert. You know that Bhaktivedanta Swami was very fond of taking very tasteful thing, Mahaprasadam. He used to also cook. Our Gurudev also, myself, so in my Gurudev service, I used to cook so delicious things and so many things. So, if anyone cannot cook like this, cannot do Sringar, then how he will do? So he should be expert in all. Also cheating also. Krishna is biggest cheater. And Srimati Radhika can cheat Krishna in a moment. So these two are cheaters. So he should be also like that, expert. Those who are not willing to be sincere devotee, Gurudev will cheat them. If they want money, get them money. If they want name fame, give them. But if their guru is bona fide, then they cannot cheat. So bona fide guru is needed. So Chatur Vidhasi Bhagavat Prasado Swadvanna Triptan. He will not take anything without offering. His holy master and Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without offering, what we take, water and anything, it is so impure. Siradhika Madhava Yorapara Madhurya Leela Gunarupanamnam Pratikkhana Swadana Lodupas. More than this, always testing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Always remembering. He has no problem. He has nothing to manage. He has all managed.
Beyond problem.
No problem for him. No meeting and sitting. Nothing. Only remembering the pastime. And always engaging all disciples and all in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu or Radha and Krishna. He is a lolup. Lolup means greedy. Very greedy. Very greedy. And especially Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhyai. यायादिभि युक्तिरपेक्षणीया तत्रापि दाक्षादति वल्लभस्य वंदे गुरु श्री चरण निकुंज. यू नो इन वृंदावन देर आर सो मेनी ब्यूटिफुल ग्रोव विन विच कृष्णा प्लेज विथ ऑल गोपीज डूइंग फॉर्म इन पास्ट टाइम. सो हिज एफर्ट इन ऑल थिंग्स डेकोरेटिंग देयर एवरीथिंग एंड हाउ टू मेक देम मीट. सो ही इज सो एक्सपर्ट इन ऑल दीज थिंग्स. इफ आवर गुरु इज नॉट एक्सपर्ट इन दैट देन हाउ आई कैन सर. साक्षात हरितेन समस्त शास्त्र. ऑल शास्त्र हैज टोल्ड दैट गुरुदेव इज नॉट अदर देन कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ. बट नॉट हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण, सेवक ऑफ कृष्ण, सेवक भगवान एंड कृष्ण विषय भगवान. अंडरस्टैंड दिस. गुरुदेव इज नॉट अ विषय भगवान, ही इज सर्वेंट भगवान, आश्रय भगवान. बट ही इज मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ कृष्ण. ही इज व्यास ऑलवेज लाइक कृष्ण. We should do pranam and archan of Gurudev first, please first him, and then Krishna will be satisfied and we please himself. So Gurudev mercy is Krishna mercy, and if Gurudev is not happy, Krishna is not happy. So we should see the glories of Gurudev, and our Gurudev should be like that. Expert in 8 slokas what he has told. He should never be fall down. He should always be above maya. No worldly desire, no worldly problem. So he is Gurudev. So Biswanath Chakravarti is telling him, glorifying his Gurudev, and also he is giving the symptoms of Gurudev. If anyone is fortunate to have a guru like this, then he is. In a moment he will have Krishna. He can please all. But you should do. See the system in Narada.
Symptoms.
We can see in Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya. Then come down in Madhvendrapuri, Ishwarpuri, in Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit. We can see all these symptoms in Roop, Sanatan, Jeev, Krishnadas, Kaviraj Goswami, in Narottam Thakur. Then come to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then Baldev Vidyabhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज जी, गौरकिशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज, श्रीजा प्रभुपाद, अवर गुरुदेव एंड ऑल पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज, पूज्यपाद ऑल यू कैन सी स्वामी जी. ही हैज डन सो इजी दिस होल वर्ल्ड प्रीचिंग वेरी लिटिल टाइम. ए कॉमन पर्सन, जनरल पर्सन कैन नॉट डू दिस. सो वी कैन थिंक. So we want to glorify our Gurudev like that. He has given sannyas to this Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So you can see that the person who is giving to him and he is honoring him like Shiksha Guru and Sannyas Guru, how he will be glorious. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, गुरु ऑफ ऑल दीज थिंग, पूज्यपाद सिद्धार्थ महाराज, भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी, गुरु महाराज एंड ऑल अदर्स, हाउ विल बी. सो वी आर डूइंग टुडे प्रणाम टू द ऑल लॉर्डशिप ऑफ ऑल दीज. हैविंग ऑल दीज क्वालिटी, नो प्रॉब्लम एट ऑल, ही विल नेवर फॉल. For a disciple, if guru falls, That is the highest problem. Then disciples' life becomes upset. And for every repenting. So we should try to pray Krishna Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, that we can have a guru like this, having all these qualities. Never to repent, never to be worried. Also, today is our Gurudev appearance. You can see the bona fide gurus or bona fide Mahapurush, if they come in this world, there will be some speciality. Like when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came in the house of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur at Puri, when he took birth, sacred thread was there. There were signs of tilak in 12 parts of body. And there was sign of
neck bead.
From beginning he was so something very special qualities.
Extraordinary qualities.
Okay. So our Guru Maharaj also, Swamiji Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he came in the date of Nanda Utsav, next day of Krishna birth. He used to weep if mridanga was not given to him and if anyone is not chanting Krishna. He began to weep like Mahaprabhu. He used to play with, not with toys, with Radha and Krishna deity and khol mridanga karta. So his father arranged everything from boyhood. So our Guru Maharaj also, he was so beautiful, extraordinary, all qualities in him. His mother was very strict and he was in a lord family. Lord family means, you know.
Landlord.
Family. Also in England, lord family. And so he was like, his mother was very strict, I told. And he became after his mother, not of his father, having the qualities. When he was a student in reading, his mother has told that you should come in the nick of time before sunset. Don't delay anywhere. One day, he came some late, at about 9 in night. His mother, having a stick in her hand, he was standing on the gate and looking after when he will come. At 9 when he came, mother took the stick and told, "Why you made late? Why?" He was silent, but repeatedly he asked, "I want to know the reason, otherwise I will give this stick on your back." He told that mother, "There was some reason. We have a committee of boys, students, and in this big village, we have a list of very poor persons and ladies who are helpless. And we help them. The price, the money you give me
for tiffin,
I don't take anything. I collect it. And from begging others' homes, we beg something. And to needful persons, we help. Today, a very helpless old lady was so sick, and he was about to die. No doctor, no medicine, he was helpless. I heard this, I at once went there, and I called a doctor, and I managed medicine for her. And after that, doing it became 9, and at 9 he was something
better,
and I gave a duty of my own
friend
there, that we will change our duties and whole night we will be there.